Hare Krishna, here in New Brajadam, and sort of trying to evaluate whether I go to the farm this evening or tomorrow morning, or in any case, here's an interesting question, and it's from someone anonymous who says that he has some kind of addiction, and that he's trying to get free from this addiction, and he has some kind of 12-step process or something for doing that, and can Krishna be part of that step? His main worry is that obviously he's engaging Krishna for some material purpose. It's not for attaining pure devotional service, and is that acceptable or not? Yes, I would say yes it is. If it's going to make you a better person, it's going to bring you closer to Krishna, if it's going to help you to better practice Krishna consciousness in the future also, anyavilasita-sunyam, why not? Krishna says, artha-jignasura-artha-tir-gyani. He accepts people who come to him for different purposes. It's all good. No doubt there's a hierarchy of what's best. But still, we need not therefore turn away from Krishna. And especially if something is going to be related to further development and spiritual advancement, then it can even be in the category of pure devotional service, anyabhilashita. I'm seeking after some type of material situation in order to improve my spiritual standing. So that's fine. And then, of course, we see many Shastric statements about, I'll just quote it from Krishna himself, about worshipping from different motives. You have to start somewhere, and one may not necessarily start at the top, but that's fine. If someone has the right association and has the right awareness, which this devotee seems to have, that there is a different standard, and that you should be seeking out after that standard, and in due course of time it will no doubt come. So let's always depend on Krishna for everything that we need. That's always the best thing to do. Hare Krishna.